About 7 years ago, our family attended a New Year's Eve party at my brother's house. And Zach had come in from playing outside with his cousins and was taking off his wet clothes to hang up in front of the wood stove when he suddenly tripped. Trying to catch his fall, both his hands landed on the hot cooktop of the stove. And almost instantly, the burns became red and began to blister. Maria called the pediatrician, who told us the only thing we could do was place his hands in bowls of ice water, keep up with with Tylenol for pain, and then in the morning come in to have the blisters removed and his hands cleaned. I can remember holding him on my lap while trying to coax him into keeping his hands in the water. I was filled with a sense of worry and helplessness. He was in so much pain, and there was nothing I was able to do that would comfort him. All I could do was pray that his pain would subside. That evening, Zach slept between Maria and I so we could monitor his pain. And after he fell asleep, Maria and I continued praying the novena we had started for a happy and faithful marriage. To our surprise, Zach woke in the morning. He had no pain, and his hands had no signs of ever being burned. As parents, we desire only the best for our children. No matter how old they may be, we wish to take away their pain and suffering rather than having them endure it. We desire to guide and direct them so they do not make the same mistakes we have made. Yet, that not always happens. We all have to suffer at times. And sometimes God even asks us to journey with those we love during their suffering and during our own anguish in the process. Turning to Jesus during those times provides us a comfort and hope that everything will be all right. Those mountains of suffering we are asked to climb in our lives are difficult, but Jesus is present walking each step with each of us. God did not heal Zach because I asked, or because Zach deserved this gift, but rather to reveal his presence and glory to our family. The custom of reading today's gospel near the beginning of Lent is said to have come from the ancient tradition, which held that the transfiguration of Jesus took place 40 days before Good Friday, the day Jesus made his own climb up Mount Calvary in preparation to heal us from sin and death. We hear in our gospel that Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his inner circle of the 12 disciples, and led them up a high mountain. Peter, James, and John were among the first disciples he called and those he had the closest relationship with. We too can belong to Jesus' inner circle of friends if we allow him to lead us up those mountains we may be enduring, such as the treatment for cancer, the death of a loved one, the illness of a child or spouse, a broken relationship, or caring for an aging parent. Jesus desires to lead you through all these journeys so that you may feel both his presence and peace. Climbing our mountains, we are happy to be called his companions. Mountains were a very significant place in Jesus' life here on earth. The Gospels tell us that Jesus often went up to the mountain to pray. Mountains were solitary places where Jesus found quiet space to pray, to talk to his Father, to commune with him, and to receive strength and guidance from him. Jesus also performed miracles on these mountains. Mountains are places of prayer, they are places of healing, and they are places where God reveals his glory. It was on the mountain where the disciples see Jesus is revealed in his divine glory. It was a special moment for them and for us too. As Peter confirms, it is good for us to be here. We seek Jesus' face in times of trouble so we may see his goodness. Jesus performs miracles on our mountains, not only to heal us, but also to glorify God. Mountains, though, are not a place of fear. We hear in our second reading from St. Paul, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Our strength to endure comes from Jesus, the one who offered sacrifice and suffered his passion on our behalf. Jesus is particularly close to us, and we are particularly close to him when we are suffering. In our gospel, Jesus came and touched them, saying, rise and do not be afraid. Our fear subsides as Jesus touches us with his presence and peace. When we are suffering well, we are closest to Jesus because we are closest to him on his cross. Our Lord told Saint Faustina, if the angels were capable of envy, they would envy us for two things. One is the receiving of Holy Communion, and the other is suffering. Unlike the angels who had been given one opportunity to decide for the Lord, either yes or no, we have the ability to look at our suffering as a way to imitate and grow closer to Jesus. I invite you today, when you receive Jesus in Holy Communion, to ask him to lead you through your suffering and to unite yours with his suffering on the cross. Then, open your heart so he can show you where he has or wants to reveal God's glory to you. Through prayer, Jesus will provide us with the comfort and strength to navigate life's challenges. And when we summit our suffering, Jesus will be revealed in all his glory.